Have you ever been at a major league ballpark and you're booing a player so bad, and then that player hits the ball out of the ballpark and you look at each other like, oh crap, what did we do? Let's continue to boo him. Let's boo him even more. Boo, boo. That's what the Red Sox fans did today for Jose Altuve, but the Astros got the victory against the Red Sox again. And we'll talk about this and more about Gerrit Cole and Josh Donaldson. And what did Alex Cora have to say about the Red Sox and the Astros and a whole lot more on today's Locked On Astros podcast.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we update you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
Well, they can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, hitting balls over the monster, always Stros.
Well, don't forget about the 17 hits, and we'll talk about that more. But today's episode is brought to you by Stat Hero, the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives you the players the advantage. Go to statshero.com/lockedon for a 300% back on your first play. And so today's game, I know we did the whole fake the Stone Cold Lock of the game yesterday. And
you did.
I know I said that it was going to be a definite defeat by the Astros because it on paper, it seemed like there's no
You're
chance.
You're a terrible bookie, Eric. You're a terrible bookie.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should do it again. And I'll go ahead and predict that the Astros lose tomorrow again. And that way we'll see. But yeah, today's game was a epic matchup. And I think that Jake Odorizzi came out, and yeah, he struggled a little bit, but he really settled down. He did what he was supposed to do. And overall, I have no complaints about today's game. I do have complaints about how they sent Alex Bregman in the first inning. I think that was a silly call for, especially after Hunter Renfroe has thrown out the Astros several times in the past in the earlier series. So I just think that there's some silly play. I know you've got to be aggressive in these situations, but before we talk about that, guys, thank you for all the people that have been subscribing. I think we're up to what, 381 at YouTube.
Yeah.
So keep on subscribing. We're trying to get to 500 first, then we'll go up to the 1000 from there. But go ahead and we're on YouTube now. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're on Odyssey. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can listen to Locked On Astros podcast, and we do this every day. So, Brett, overall, what are your thoughts of today's game?
I mean, 17 hits, seven hitters that have multi-hit games, Jake Odorizzi getting his first win as a Houston Astro. I mean, what more can you ask for? I mean, this was a good game, and this was one of those games that you talked about where Eovaldi came in his last three starts, was looking really good. He was 7-2 coming into this game, and the Astros got to him early. You know, the game before, I mean, I almost said Hunter Renfroe because I was thinking about him, but Martin Perez only lasted two innings. Now, Eovaldi went 5 2/3, but he gave up five earned runs. He only had five strikeouts. He gave up the home run. He had three walks and gave up 11 hits. That is a lot of hits. And in this small ballpark, if you hit the ball in the right place, you get ground rule doubles. But get this, Eric. Miles Straw is batting 245. He went 2-for-4 today. Kyle Tucker went 2-for-4 today. He's up to 261. We now have two players that are hitting over 300, but all the others that are creeping right around 300, Alvarez was 2-for-4. Bregman was 3-for-4. Correa was 2-for-5. I would have liked Altuve to get more hits just because of all the boos and all this stuff. I guess he's kind of your go-to villain. Like, he's the guy you love to hate. I think Boston probably boos him. And we talked to Gabrielle about this a few weeks ago. They more boo him because of what he's done to them in the playoffs, not necessarily what he did in 17. So I guess I don't mind. I started thinking about, I guess I don't mind if they boo him, because it seems like boos get these guys charged up. You know what I'm saying? So overall, dude, I'm stoked about this. I mean, Christian Javier going four innings, Eric. He got three strikeouts, only gave up one hit in four innings. I mean, this move to the bullpen looks to be genius. And of all the criticism that I've given Dusty Baker for his managerial moves, this is one of the moves that I really like.
Yeah, we had a couple of firsts for the Astros, especially this season. I'm not sure if it's Christian Javier's first save as Astro, but for this year, it was his first save. Jake Odorizzi got his first win as Astro. But what's even more sexier about this lineup right now, now that we have Michael Brantley back, 1 through 7, all of those hitters have OPS above 800. And how many teams in baseball have that? Not too many. I can maybe name one, maybe, and that's a stretch. Not too many teams have a lineup that have 1 through 7 OPS over 800. And then you have Straw, and then, well, Stubbs, he doesn't really count because he's still
he just kind of came young. Up. Stubbs was the only guy who didn't get a hit today outside of McCormick because he didn't get an at bat, so that doesn't count. But, you know, Stubbs is filling the gap for Maldonado. Friday night, Jason Castro actually will get a rehab start in Sugarland. And so I'm actually going to be there Friday night, hopefully get some player interviews beforehand. But the night before that, tomorrow night, or if you're listening on Thursday, and if you get a chance to go watch the Skeeters play, Lance McCullers is making a rehab start there. So they've got two frontline Astros starting back-to-back nights in Sugarland, which is good. That means they're on their way back.
Yeah, I know that Castro has been taking some bullpens, and he's just getting a tune-up. He's not expected to need a lot of recovery time, but it's good to see a lot of these of the main cogs in the Astros main team coming back pretty soon. So, and we've already seen the main players coming back, especially Michael Brantley. Somebody was saying that in the chat. And so it's good to see this team coming back together, and they're taking care of business, especially against a team that's above 500. Any team that's against 500, most teams be like, oh crap, we're playing a great team today. Not the Astros. They seem to rise to the occasion, and that's a sign of a good team, because who are they going to be playing in the playoffs? They're going to be playing great teams, and that's what the Astros are.
Yeah, and that's what some of our fans senior, Mr. Munoz, is talking about how we are second in the league in defense. And this team right now is playing team baseball. They are getting it done. Just a few weeks ago, oh, how the turntables, like Michael Scott would say, this is night and day from where they were, Eric. I mean, we were genuinely concerned. And I know we're not supposed to scoreboard watch. I know we're not supposed to pay attention to this stuff in May because it's a long season. But the way things were going, nothing was going in the right direction. And so now it's like good things, when they happen, they tend to be infectious. And that's why I think baseball is the ultimate team sport. And let me make this observation. A couple years ago, I took a guy to his first ever baseball game from Norway, a guy who works for a large oil company. And after the game, I think the Astros had lost 3-2 to the Brewers. He said, "This is a beautiful game." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Everybody on the field has to contribute." And even at the end, he goes, "Even though the Astros didn't have more points," he called them points, "more points than the Brewers, I still feel like the Astros had some sort of a victory because they never gave up." And I was like, "What?" Like, this guy gets it. Like, he grew up watching field hockey and soccer, and he watched one baseball game and he got it. And that's what I love about baseball, is it is the ultimate team sport. And this is, I believe, the ultimate team.
All right. So, Brett, I've had a lot of experience with fantasy baseball, and I've had a lot of experience trying to do this DFS, which is the daily fantasy leagues. And I just haven't had a lot of success. So can you tell me a little bit about Stat Hero?
Yes, I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to start off with a question. Do you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged. Yes, like Eric, who makes stone cold locks and gets them wrong, you're playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You don't stand a chance. Not you, Eric. Don't take this personally. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts your player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to bet them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. It's like UFC for fantasy sports. You name your stakes. Winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one does that. No one. So here's the thing. You are in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way that it is meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. Sign up for free. And right now, you can get three times back on your first pay, on your first play. I've already signed up and I'm getting started this week. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. Tell them that H-Town Wheelhouse and Eric the Man Heisman sent you.
All right. So I don't, I'm at a haunted hotel right now and I didn't bring my ghost hunting equipment. So if you don't have the right parts for for your car, where can you go get that at?
Well, you would go to rockauto.com because there's simply no other place to go. What other place has been owned by a family for 20 years, has been online, has nailed the online searchable engine for car parts? I mean, they are the king. They are the Google search engine of auto parts stores online. You don't have to go to a store. You don't have to worry about somebody breathing on you or being within 6 feet of you. Just go online, just type in, I need carpet for my minivan and grab that. I need, I don't know, just whatever it is, brake pads, tail lamps, just the sky's the limit. Thousands of cars, hundreds of makes and models. Well, not Scotch tape, no, because we use duct tape in Texas. Best of all, the price at rockauto.com are reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much? You could save 30, 50, sometimes 100%, Eric, and when you need to fix your car, you need to save money. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On there, how did you hear about us box, so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
All right, so Jake Odorizzi tonight, five innings, three hits allowed, three earned runs, one walk, six strikeouts, 77 pitches, 54 strikes. He has a 6.75 ERA. Yes, it's nothing you would want on the back of your baseball card. Yes, but he's making baby steps, like Bob would say. So baby steps. Alex Bregman had a homer today. This was his first second home run since May 4th. He had three hits tonight. So, and Lance McCullers is going to have a, you mentioned this earlier, but he's going to have a AAA rehab start on Thursday. And he's supposed to go 65 pitches. And he's hoping this will be his only rehab start. And maybe we'll hope to get him back in the rotation pretty soon. Just imagine how good this rotation would be. But I know this kind of opens up the whole chicken or the egg or five or six man rotation. What are we going to do there? I mean, what happens with Luis Garcia, Jake Odorizzi? Odorizzi kind of deserved show that he deserves to belong at least for one more start. So we'll see what he does next time around. But yeah, I mean, it's good to have that extra starter in the rotation. And so maybe Dusty Baker can go up to Zach Greinke and say, yeah, Zach, I know you're this grizzled veteran and everything, but we're going to start you every sixth day. Yeah, that would be great.
Well, you know, you could do another piggyback situation. I don't know. I mean, now, is there much concern about Lance's shoulder soreness? And he said there's zero. We are actually talking about, well, I guess I was trying to just keep rolling through it. And so he expects Thursday, like you said, to be his only rehab start. So if he comes back and he's feeling strong, but I mean, hey, if there's any hesitancy, I mean, if they don't want to do the six-man rotation, couldn't they have another piggyback starter in Luis Garcia? I know we talked about not putting him in the bullpen and starting him, but would that help limit his innings? Would that extend his season, make him a valuable asset in the playoffs? I mean, there are a ton of options here. And let me tell you.
Are we talking about Zach Greinke? or somebody else?
No, I'm talking about Lance McCullers Jr.
Oh.
I'm just saying there's all kinds of options. I mean, if Jake Odorizzi starts suddenly pitching well, I mean, you obviously pay him the money that you can't move him to the pen. But, you know, right now I have no clue what direction they're going to go. I don't know how Dusty does his moves. I still don't understand his style, and that's going to be a tough conversation, I think.
Yeah. And the good news is we don't have to make the decision, but you know what decision was made today. Joe Smith was placed on IL with elbow discomfort or soreness or something. That does not mean it's going to be what Ken Emanuel had, but that just means that he was pushed. He was put on IL, and Brandon Belak was brought back up. And Brandon Belak was not sent down necessarily because he sucked or anything, but it was just because of the situation he was in. The Astros needed a fresh arm, and Brandon Belak was the one who's pitched like 3 or 4 days in a row or something. So they needed a fresh arm. So Brandon Belak is back. Joe Smith is done for the next 10 days at least. And so maybe I know we're in this group chat and not group, this group on Facebook, and somebody was joking around. Well, maybe did he hurt it? Like, did he get pitch too low and scraped his elbow or something? But no, that's not what happened.
No, he just, I mean, I think it's something that has been bothering him. And that's basically, you know, Dusty had contemplated. There's had, because, you know, you and I have commented all season, like, this is not the Joe Smith that we know. This is not the Joe Smith that we're like, oh,
missing a season will do that to you. Missing a whole season.
Yeah. Just, and that's the thing, because I remember
Pedro Leon.
Yeah, I mean, I know how much we missed him in 2020. We're so glad to have him back in 2021. And then, boom, this happens.
I'll put this up here just for the fun of it. McCullers is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get out of him. Sometimes he'd be looking like an ace. Then he'll be only going like four innings, then going one inning on pitch 35 plus.
Yeah, I mean, there is some truth to that. There are seeds of truth.
But any pitcher, even Kershaw, is like that. I mean, Kershaw more likely is going to pitch really well, but he has those games where he's going to struggle too. So, exactly. But anyway, I wanted kind. I know Brett doesn't really want to talk about this, but we got to talk about the what's going on with Alex Cora. So Alex Cora had some comments about.
Oh no! I love talking about Alex Cora.
So he actually had some positive things to say about the Astros. And I do want to talk about, what's the guy's name? The guy who wrote the book about the Astros.
Andy Martino.
And he had some things to say about the Astros as well. But he said on a personal level, it's tough to swallow. This was about the Red Sox fans booing the Astros. On a personal level, it's tough to swallow. It's tough to hear it because at the end, I was part of it. I was part of the 2017 Astros. I was part of the whole sign-stealing situation and them being booed and screamed at the way they were. I was part of that too. And he said when they're booing them and the way they're screaming at Jose, I felt it too. I've got to be honest. And he was just saying that it doesn't feel right that they're booing this team. They're booing Jose Altuve when he knows for a fact that Jose was not part of that sign stealing scheme. And he's like, it's not fair that they're doing this and they're not even taking on me. Now, he did say that some of Red Sox fans have booed him throughout the season when they're announcing his name. But at the same time, does he expect the Red Sox fans all of a sudden say, oh, we're not going to boo him anymore? No, but he just like, it doesn't sit right with him. And,
well, you know, here's the angle that I've been trying to take. And I've basically resigned to the fact that anybody that has an opinion that's opposite of mine on this topic, I'm never going to convince them of my way of thinking. But you literally have a team that pretty much did stuff illegally in 2018 and won it all and had one of their best years ever, like win wise, right? And it's like the audacity and the hypocrisy of Red Sox fans to boo mercilessly Jose Altuve. is absolutely hypocritical on its face. And Red Sox fans should know that. I mean, if you have a brain between your ears, right, it's complete BS. And for Alex Cora to come out and say this, that's huge, because I would be shocked if the Boston media doesn't shred him for that, because they are absolutely tenacious out there in Beantown. They don't pick, I mean, when they pick a side, they stick on it. And Alex Cora, that was a controversial rehire. There was a lot of questions about that, but that shows the human element of this, Eric.
Right.
And that's what people don't realize. Like, I get it, maybe one or two at bats, but you know, I'm sick of these conversations where I keep being told, well, you don't get to decide the narrative. We do. No bull crap. This is about our team, and we get to also have a say at the table. You know, I'm a grown man, and I can say what I want, and I can feel what I want. And you know what? I'm sorry, but you can suck it, dude, because at the end of the day, we know exactly what happened. We never excuse the cheating. We were actually pissed that it happened, because this team 2017 would have kicked anybody's tail with or without a trash can, and they all freaking know it. And you know what? This year, they're starting to gain steam. And watch out if these bats start flying, and watch out if these pitchers keep pitching, because the Astros are going to smack the Dodgers right in the mouth and win another World Series. Right. You heard it here first, H-Town Wheelhouse.
Right. And he said that me and Marwin were part of that. And it was a tough one last night. When I got home, I was like, wow, it was tough. Not only on the field, that part, whatever. I can deal with that. We lose another game, 1-0. But the fact that our booze like that, it just kind of hit me too. And so, yeah, like you said, it was part of the whole human element. But we can talk about the other part of it in a second. But the whole Gerrit Cole thing is something I don't know if I want to touch, because the whole sticky spider paste or something, that could have been something that came about during his time with the Astros. But Josh Donaldson basically called him out and saying by name. And so, of course, the Yankees played Josh Donaldson today. And so that was kind of awkward situation. And basically, I don't know if you saw the interview of Gerrit Cole being asked the question.
Yes.
And
yes.
he's like, sometimes when I don't know the answer to this question, I'm like,
basically he didn't answer the question. He gave a non-answer.
He did say it's been passed down through the generations. And that's why
clubs have a mixture. Clubs have stuff they use. We know that. This baseball is slick. And, you know, I mean, when you make the baseball designed to fly out of the park, the pitchers are going to counter that. And
I don't want to pinpoint this whole scandal on Bauer and Cole, but the fact that Bauer has basically put himself in a situation now, has gone down, and Cole has made all this money. It's hard to bet against this situation. And let's talk about betonline.ag.
Oh my God. BetOnline is the fast and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Banks, baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the sticky balls you want on BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and into your sporting needs, whether it's MLB, NBA, NHL, UFC, MMA, before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Grab your spider tack and your computer. Actually, probably not with the computer, that'd be bad. And go ahead and wait for your teams to prep for the playoffs. Wait for another Astros deep playoff run. Head to their website with your mobile device and sign up and get a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Promo code Locked On. Now, hey, Eric, I don't know if you heard Michael Kay from the Yes Network. Michael Kay is one of the Yankees color commentators on the Yes Network, and he basically called out Donaldson, and he said, if I'm Gerrit Cole, I'm basically throwing one right at his rib cage. And then I'm looking at Donaldson saying, it's hard to talk with a broken rib, isn't it? I mean, the Yankees commentators are calling for basically Donaldson's head, figuratively. And so that this whole Donaldson thing has created some controversy.
But Josh, we'll get to your question in a second. But why is it okay for Mike Fiers to do what he did? And then it's just like Josh Donaldson, it's okay for him to do what he did. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just weird how everybody's like applauding Josh Donaldson for doing what he did, or saying that it's such a bad thing for what he did, I guess is what I should say. But everybody applauded Mike Fiers for doing what he did. And I guess it's just because they're going after the dreaded Astros, and the Astros should have paid.
But the guy that brought this to light is the former clubhouse attendant or whatever from the Angels, who basically talked about who was the guy that everybody was getting this stuff from. And there's all these texts from various players to this guy. That's where this whole thing started. And so this is on them. And if they ordered stuff from this guy and he's the one that was supplying it, then, I mean, dude, if you do it. But what is Major League Baseball accomplishing? Do you notice how all these controversies are coming up right before we have a massive collective bargaining agreement that's going to hit the table? This is going to be one nasty negotiation. And the teeth and the claws are going to be out between MLB and the players. And I just really hope this doesn't spell a longer strike or work stoppage, because it doesn't seem like either side likes each other right now.
Well, I know, and Noah, I mentioned that earlier. Bauer called this out a long time ago with Verlander, Cole, and Morton. But if he's going to call players out, why is he going to all of a sudden go ahead and be like, "Oh, I'm taking all these notes and I'm making all these notes and everything"? Then he's going to start doing the same very thing and then make $40 million a year to use the same process. That just makes no sense. And all of a sudden he stops doing it. Then his spin rate stops. And it's just hypocrisy. And I just don't understand it. And
I told a Yankees fan, I said, "Hey, you know, bring back the trash cans and keep the sticky stuff, bring back the roids." Cause the last time the Yankees won, they used steroids to win. So, hey, let's just give everybody what they've quote unquote used apparently to win and see what happens. Let's just bang it out. Let's just bang out home runs. Let's just have the super spin rate versus the ultra powerful guys that are hitting 700 foot home runs. And let's just have a freaking slugfest. Like it's RBI baseball circa 1998. You know what I'm saying? On Sega Genesis.
Josh, I'm not sure if you're still around, but he asked if the Astros should prioritize Correa or Verlander this offseason. I think they're going to try to sign Correa. I think Correa is going to be asking for a lot of money. Verlander is going to be somebody that they're going to go after, but I'm not sure if they're going to be able to sign him. But I think they're going to try to sign Correa, and if Verlander's there, they'll try to sign him. But
Well, here's the thing. Verlander is going to – he's not going to get the 30-something million he got. I mean, especially coming off of TJ and his age, he will be somewhat discounted. And Paul Valadez said it is the same thing with Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco. When Canseco ratted out players for steroids, he was applauded and McGwire was the villain. Yeah. And to this day, when McGwire does private signings with the local guy, Ryan Fitterman, he refuses to sign anything that has a picture of him and Canseco together. He will not sign those. So the secret to getting those signed is to you have to send him half of the poster and tape it together, because Canseco will sign stuff all day, but McGwire won't. And yeah, that was a bad thing. It's just at the end of the day, Eric, here's the thing. What is Major League Baseball going to do if they find out that, I don't know, let's say 30 to 40% of their top starters are using some sort of substance?
Donaldson said that it is a performance enhancer because it is making their balls, sounds bad, but it makes their pitches move.
It's a making little bit their more. Balls really sticky. We don't like sticky balls.
And Ghost Rose on Twitter sent that he said that Cole was probably not referring to Strom. And I mean, I said, what if? And I didn't say he was. And so, but
yeah, it's, you know, like I said, it's convoluted. I mean, yeah. Okay, Major League Baseball, you know, crack down on it. But really, do you really want to crack down on it? Do you want 98 miles an hour flying out of a hand and hitting someone in the temple on accident? I mean,
I think what they're doing now is they're just going to try to cut it down from here. Like, okay, you got away with it. Now we're watching you.
Because what about the guys that use it? Okay. So let's go back to the steroid era. What about the guy that hit 218 and only had 5 home runs and used steroids? You still have to be able to hit the ball. You still have to be able to pitch. You still have to be able to perform on the field. Now, I did see a graphic that was pretty damning in this whole thing, 2017 or 2016, like league batting average to 2021, and it was way different. The strikeouts were way up, and you know, I've been saying, well, the hitters just need to learn how to hit, you know, or something like that. Baseball is already hard enough. Maybe I can understand a hitter's perspective. But then again, I mean, we still got guys that are going for major league home runs. We still got guys that are hitting grand slams. And it's not like balls aren't flying out of the park. Averages are down. But I want to know what the players want, because I don't think the players want to hold a lot of regulation. Because then it becomes too hands-on and micromanaged. And it's like Ken Emanuel said, it's a game. They're still going to play it. They're not going to quit. But it makes it makes it less fun, right?
Sticky balls. Is, I'm not going to even say this for the audio version. You have to watch it on YouTube if you want to know what I'm laughing at. But anyway, we're not going to be able to talk about the whole Andy Martino book. And we may talk about this on a future podcast, maybe tomorrow's podcast. But I do want to point out the one big point from the book that Tony Adams read. And he said that the one big takeaway from the book is that during the interview with Major League Baseball and Jose Altuve and many other players corroborated this, I can never say that word, but said that Jose Altuve never participated in the trash can scheme, and he would get really pissed off when somebody would do it. And so so I don't know if that means anything. I know Carlos Correa said that during the 2021 spring training, and he said that, yeah, when somebody would do it during Jose Altuve's at bat, we would hear about it, because he would come in the locker room and the dugout, he'd be like, why are y'all doing it? I told y'all, I don't want to be part of this. And so, but this is somebody outside of the Astros clubhouse saying this. But the Boston fans are still booing him. And so this was Jose Altuve coming out here and saying, oh yeah, boo this tonight. And he showed him his power without using it. Another thing that that we took away from this book is that they supposedly were cheating beyond 2017. I don't want to get into all that. I really don't want to get into all that.
You know, right before we sign off, I told Josh I would respond to this. This is a question, if you're listening, any moves the Astros could make this trade deadline, we really need to fix that bullpen. Well, but I would offer the evidence of the bullpen the last couple of weeks and how they've done. If you get another piggyback starter, you could piggyback Garcia with another pitcher with McCullers if you don't want him to go super long innings. We don't really have the pieces to trade away, I don't think. We don't have the room financially. And I honestly believe with what we have, we can figure out how to do it. And so I don't see the Astros making any moves. If they do, I would be shocked if they made moves at the trade deadline. It's because of budget reasons. And what resources do we have to trade away? I mean, who are you going to give up?
Yeah, I don't think somebody said go out and try to get a center fielder. I forgot where that tweet is, but I don't think they're going to go out and get a center fielder. If they're going to get a center fielder, it's going to be Jose Siri or somebody in the Astros farm system. Yeah, you're going to go out and get a reliever, if anything. I think the Astros are strong on offense. I think the Astros are strong. You can carry with 1-7 with the OPS above 800. I know that won't last throughout the whole season, but with that strong offense, you don't need you can deal with Straw and his whatever batting average, and you can deal with.
But he's raising it. I mean, dude, he's at 245. And I said earlier, if you can get him and you can get Maldonado, if you can get Maldonado to 250, that'd be huge. But if you get Straw to 250, I don't mind him hitting 250. I really don't.
Taylor's back too, and that's been
like Taylor's big, back. That's he. Oh, they did.
Paredes is back, and he's looked pretty good. So I know he's had kind of some iffy outings. I mean, he started off slow in his last Tuesday's game, but then he recovered. So the bullpen can be it could be hit and miss with the Astros. Honestly,
so with Joe Smith going to the IL, they brought back Brandon Belak. They did recall him. So.
Yeah, so the Astros bullpen can be the Achilles heel of the Astros, but at the same time, it can end up being a strength if the and especially I know I'm not supposed to be talking about the playoffs, but especially if we go down to four starters in the playoffs, then you just put the Charlie Mortons in the playoffs.
Eric, we haven't hit the All Star break.
Shut up. And then we can we'll talk about that later. But if you want more of the NFL talk, even though it's the off season, today on the Locked On Today podcast, what is the plan for Steelers at quarterback after Big Ben? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And we will be back tomorrow after Zach Greinke hopefully gets the sweep for the Houston Astros against the Red Sox. Are they going to boo the Astros again? Yes. Are they going to boo Jose Altuve? Yes. Are they going to boo Alex Cora? No. Are they going to boo Marwin Gonzalez? No. But
are they going to lose? Yes.
Yes. So we'll be back tomorrow on the Locked On Astros podcast. And Brett, anything else?
No, just I'm loving baseball. It's a summer. I'm loving to be able to stay up late and do this. Thank y'all for hanging out. We got more and more people hanging out with us. Like, we really do genuinely enjoy the interaction. We do this because of you guys. So thank you so much. You asked me, this isn't the Oscars, man. You can pull me off stage. Hey guys.
All right. That's all we got for this episode of Locked On Astros podcast. We'll be back tomorrow.